the neighborhood got bad because the people next door moved in. Rough family moved in. And there was nobody for Anthony to play with.
Yeah.
And they had parties next door. And then the Polish woman tried, on the other side, and he had a baby. And she was an older woman. They had a baby late in life.
Yeah.
And they were nice people, but if I had company, she'd blame me. I said, how about the house next door? You're making more noise. So I was there 3 years, and then I sold that house. And then that's when Grandma bought Flanders.
Yeah.
The flat, which Grandpa told her, go. We had my sister-in-law, Grandpa's brother's wife, had looked at modeling St. Clair Shores. And my father-in-law told Grandma, you go put $1,000 on each home, and then they're responsible for the rest. Mm-hmm. Give them their gift.
Yeah.
But my mother-in-law said no.
Oh, okay.
So then she saw the flat. Someone she knew in real estate that used to come to the bar.
Yeah.
And she got the flat for that. They moved upstairs and we moved down.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that you like that. Yeah.
It was nice. That it was big, honey.
Yeah.
We had a big living room, dining room, kitchen, 3 bedrooms.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a big place.
It was like the equivalent of buying a condo.
Yeah.
Only you got a single story of a house.
Yeah.
Edgewater, yeah.
Yeah. Big brick flat, yeah. And then we were there 9 years when I moved. Then I moved to Warren.
Yeah.
But my brother moved to Warren first. He said, "There's a model. It's not like ours, but there's a model for $12,500 selling."
Yeah.
That's the model we saw. But then by the time we bought it, and we added the storms and streams and everything, then it was a little bit more.
So how much did the house in Warren cost?
$12,500.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Plus the upgrades.
Then the corner lot, and it was a few hundred dollars, about $1,000 more.
Yeah.
Because it was a corner lot, and I got the storms and streams. Came with the house.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so that was good.
Well, considering just
then
10
I got
years
new
ago,
ones.
House
I got
sold
new
for
ones
insane.
After, honey.
Yeah.
After I'd been there about 10 years, I got new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because those were kind of rattly and stuff, you know. The ones I got, the last ones, they were really nice. McGuire put them in.
Oh, yeah?
And you couldn't hear a sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cars were drifting. Riding past, you could hardly hear them. Yeah. But then, then Uncle Cal and Aunt Jean Mar Wagner was so nice. Then they decided to buy a home up north. And I thought to myself, why don't they buy a little cottage and then just go there for the summer and stay in there. Because the house was nice on Wagner. It was a little bit different model than mine.
Yeah.
They bought that house there. It was a built-in stove and oven.
Okay.
Came with the house.
Yeah.
I think they had to buy their refrigerator.
I know, that's making gravy.
Yeah, it was nice. And they had their house was a little bit different than mine. So. But that was it. That was 53 years I was there. Yeah. A lot of memories. A lot of good times. When we first put that the cement was up first.
Yeah.
And then they put the door up, and they had got the screen. You don't run in and out of that door. You were
little.
Yeah.
When did you make that?
Then they made it out. Marcel, Uncle Cal, Uncle Jack, Richard, and Uncle Jack put the roof out. Because his father was in roofing business. So he put the whole shingles on the roof.
Oh, yeah?
And Marcel and Uncle Cal and Richard. And Marcel had the plans. He built that all redwood.
Yeah.
And then we put all the screening around it. We had to change that screening 2 times. The last screen your dad got was the strongest. That's been on there for about... That was on for about 10 years.
Yeah.
That was the last one. That was the best. It's a thicker one.
Yeah.
That was nice, yeah. Basic type thing. That was it, honey. My father was still living when I bought the house on Maryland. He liked it.
Oh, yeah.
He came, used to come there. And then before we had the basement fixed, it was nice and clean, but we didn't have the paneling or the ceiling.
On the table there.
But it was warm. I had a stove and refrigerator down there.
Yeah.
And my dining room table and chairs, because I didn't have a big dining room. And the buffet and the china cabinet and everything. And then Christmas time. I had a heater. They threw it out when it was a nice heater. You put it one corner. I was cooking down there.
Mm-hmm.
I boiled the pasta. Mm-hmm. I had the roast in the oven.
Yeah.
The basement was nice and warm.
I bet.
Plus, there was outlets, and you could feel the heat coming out.
Yeah.
So it was nice, yeah. We had Christmas and Easter. In fact, Mimi was still living. And Anka and Mimi, Anthony started going with Anka then.
Uh-huh.
And my father liked her. He said she was a nice woman, you know.
Yeah.
And, he died. He died in
Mimi's 1970. Birthday would have been last Saturday.
Yeah.
I always remembered her birthday.
He was proud because Uncle Anthony was going to college.
Yeah.
My father, he'd say, "Here, Anthony, you're going to get a $10 bill. Now you're going to want to buy yourself a bottle of pop." He said, "I know you don't drink." That's what I have to drink.
Yeah.
A little bit of wine. And he said, when you go, you got to have something in your pocket to take your girlfriend out for a Pepsi Cola. He said, or soda.
Yeah.
He spoke broken English. Yeah. Give me the extra tray. And Amber would say, "What do you want? If you don't give it to me, I'm going to do, I'll throw it back at you." So, oh, she better die. She was teasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, she should have made fun of him. Then he hesitated speaking English.
Yeah.
He got his citizenship papers right away.
Yeah.
Aunt Willie took a fifth grade reader and taught him to read. He read it at the time. Then he could read the entire newspaper.
Yeah.
And he would read the article. He'd say to me, "Read this article. What does it say?" He had read it first. "Oh," I said, "so no, you missed out on our part," she'd tell me.
That's
so funny. Foxy, yeah.
Yeah.
He could read right English. Sometimes he'd write us a note after my mother died. I am over at Giliotta's house. That was his friend, Frank Giliotta. "Please come and get me." My husband had a car. So we'd go there to go get him. And we always had a glass of those guys made homemade wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a glass of homemade wine. So we'd sit down and have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
So why did he want you to come get him? Because he was drinking?
He didn't drive. He wanted somebody to bring home. So he'd get there with some of his friends, and if they left, then he'd say, "I'll call my son, my son-in-law to pick me up."
Yeah.
Well, he didn't drive anyway. My grandfather didn't drive.
He never drove, Bill. He never had a car, my father. He had a car when he was young in Connecticut. My father, but then he never drove anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are we going to do this? We're going to put
there's six of us? Yeah.
No, there's seven of us.
Seven of us?
Anthony's not eating.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat, so don't worry about it.
You're not eating?
No.
Okay. Sorry, he hated himself once today.
Okay. See, I can't do that.
When he sees us eating,